Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on your local radio station. I know that we're glad you're listening, and your local radio stations are glad that you're tuned in this new year of 2024. You know, the annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is coming up January 26th through February 3rd in Rapid City, South Dakota, the largest trade show in the region featuring over 300 vendors, cattle shows and sales, horse shows and sales, four nights of extreme bull riding starting on the 26th, rodeo events including ranch rodeo on January the 30th, and a whole lot more. Too many events to mention here. So check it out online at blackhillsstockshow.com.
Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock needs? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more every Saturday? No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
I have a short poem written by D.W. Grothy called A Cowboy's Education, and it was sent in by Margot Mentegrano of the cowboypoetry.com. It's called A Cowboy's Education. A cowboy's education pretty much was trial and error. For most, the thought of schooling balked their hearts in abject terror. But you rarely found a rider or a nighthawk or a cook that couldn't loose himself inside a good old-fashioned book. If he weren't reading, he was read too. A willin' away is time, in volumes chock with learning, high adventure, muse and rhyme. Beat and weathered as their riders, they trailed far, and then, from saddlebag to bunkhouse, they'd make the rounds again. Which gets me kind of figuring, them old cowboys weren't no fools, got themselves an education without going to any schools.
Very good.
Short, but D.W., thanks for that one there, D.W. Grothy. Kim, what do you have to share with us on the good stuff today?
You know, there's a lot to be said for not giving up. Did you know the doctor who developed the model for DNA took 8 years setting up his first experiment? 8 years, just first experiment. When it failed, an assistant asked, "What do we do now?" The doctor replied, "I don't know about you, but tomorrow morning I will begin again." That's a positive attitude. Here are some more thoughts from Dr. Larry Moses, actually. "I believe you have a right to get angry, but you never have the right to be mean. Mean people are like slinkies. They serve no useful purpose, but it is fun to watch them fall down the stairs. In fact, one of the problems today is that we do not get angry enough. We should become angry over the moral degeneration of our nation. We should become angry over injustice anywhere in the land. We should become angry as our elected officials continue to ignore the Constitution and we continue to lose our rights as American citizens. With everything else I have written here today, I believe the most important decision you will make is who you choose to walk with in your life. I was fortunate that when I was 17, I met my best friend and we have traversed this world hand in hand these 66 years. Someone asked how well I knew her. I said, "Are you kidding me? We've been hanging out together since 1957. She, for all intents and purposes, raised me." They say, "If you know her so well, what is her favorite flower?" I say, "Well, that's easy. It's Pillsbury." And some other things that Dr. Moses learned over the last 83 years. No job pays enough to make it worthwhile to compromise your principles. No matter what you are looking for, you will not find it until you ask your wife where it is.
Oh, that's true.
When you get directions to a specific place and someone tells you you can't miss it, you will. No one on their deathbed ever said, "Oh, darn, I wish I had worked more weekends." Never refuse to shake hands with a working man because his hands are dirty. He may be the only one to whom the handshake means anything. Only God is more important than family. The smartest people I know are not the best educated people I know. But I still believe the more education you have, the better off you are. And to wrap it up, Dr. Moses says, if you have to argue with a woman, choose one you don't like, because you are not going to win, and she will never forget or forgive.
Here are some more of those signs that you know you grow up in South Dakota if you know that creek rhymes with pick.
Crick.
Crick?
Yeah.
Crick and
yeah.
Pick? Okay.
Boy, they sure worked that out of me. It's Washington, not Washington.
True.
Either. Yep.
Football schedules, hunting season, and harvest are all taken into consideration before wedding dates are set. Folks, if you have something to share with the good stuff here with Kim and I, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'd be glad to take a look at that. Someday we might be able to feature it right here on an edition of The Good Stuff.